What if a black hole came to visit our solar system? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. First off, there are two main types of black holes in the universe. The first are supermassive black holes found lurking and churning at the center of galaxies. The other type are interstellar black holes, those that are formed when a large star goes supernova. The closest interstellar black hole is Cygnus X-1, about 6,000 light-years away and only 27 miles in size. So let's say something like Cygnus X-1 comes closer to our neighborhood solar system, starting just beyond the Kuiper Belt. So far, a large number of comets would hurtle towards Earth and the other planets. But it's just a few comets, nothing to worry about. Yet, as the black hole made its way into the solar system, it would actually be invisible to us. It is not until it starts ripping gas from the outer gas giants that a halo of superheated gas and dust would form around the black hole, now presenting us its threat. Even only at 27 miles in size, so several thousand times smaller than Jupiter and Saturn, the black hole mass is still several thousand times greater. From that, we would certainly notice each planet being ripped apart as it's making its way down the planetary buffet line. By the time the black hole reached the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, the intense gravitational pull of the black hole would have torn our planet by now, causing devastating earthquakes and supervolcanoes. Luckily for us, the chances of a black hole making its way to our solar system are 1 in a trillion. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface is a production of KUAF, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas.